This is your daily mind medicine.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is. Happy Tuesday. If you're binge watching this and it's not Tuesday, well, hello. Thanks for being here. Hope you're amazing. What is the most dangerous threat to a person's achievement? I think that it is this: when they have become disassociated or disconnected with the consequences of inaction or a lack of decision making. Here's the thing I'm trying to talk about right now is I'm in a season of my life where there's so much going on. It's good. It's a little bit overwhelming at times. It's a little bit crazy. I think anybody who tells you like they're just like winning at every level and they're not a little bit overwhelmed from time to time, they're either a psychopath or a narcissist, or you know, they have no responsibilities and anything outside of work, and good for them. That's great. When you look at most of us, like, you know, we got like, maybe you got kids, you have like, you like having friends every once in a while. You've got these seemingly conflicting areas of your life that you have to keep moving, all progressing at the same time. And so let's be real. Like, it can be a little bit of a game. Like, keep all the plates spinning at the same time. Don't let anything fall and crash and die. And, you know, good luck. this is the funnest sport in the world, is how do we engineer the game? It's a lot easier to rig the game so that you win automatically than it is to try to just run faster than everybody else all the time. Think about that. Most of us are... Actually, if we're honest, like, you get caught in these sprints where you're like trying to run faster than everyone else. Rig the game. Change the game. Change the game so that the rules benefit you and they make you win automatically. We'll get into that later. That's another topic. But here's the circling back to the point of today's talk is when your bias instinctively is towards, let me move. Let me make this decision. Let me make this call. Let me hit publish. Let me make this post. Let me do this. Let me be at that event. Let me get into the room. When your bias is towards action and forward decision-making, you have a new relationship with time. Just the passing of time tends to make your life fuller, more healthy. And honestly, even though it can be overwhelming at times, you at least have some momentum to work with. When your bias is towards, let me just wait, let me make it perfect, let me avoid every mistake possible, let me just hold up. Your relationship with time is adversarial now because you have chosen safety at the expense of progress. It's being real. This is a big deal for a lot of people. You wonder why a year can go by and you're like, well, I don't even know what I did. I was just spinning around. Like, I know I did stuff. I was busy, but I don't know. It's because more likely than not, you have a bias or a lean towards just sitting and watching and figuring it out later and waiting. The pros don't treat life this way. We are almost insatiable in our drive for making great decisions, being around the right people, being in the right rooms. You know, if too much time goes by and I haven't done something that might even be a little bit risky to move some area of my life forward, I start getting agitated. It's like, well, why am I even existing? Why am I here? It's time to retune your biases. It's time to retune the way that you think. Progress is on the other side of you making the decisions that seem risky, maybe even they seem a little bit scary, but the pros make them and they make them consistently. All right, adios, gotta go.